Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to go right back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our friend, resident legend, Jim Colony. Hello, Jim.
Joe, I have breaking news.
That doesn't include chipmunks with the plague in Lake Tahoe or what?
No. Well, fortunately, I was not just tested for the plague, but in order to cover the Steelers, I had to get a COVID test, which I could not get yesterday because, well, you know, they were testing people while I was on the air. but I'm negative. So it's all good, Joe.
For the plague or for COVID?
Well, for COVID. The chipmunk thing kind of worries me because I heard you talking about that. And now, see, I mean, my wife has declared war on chipmunks because they dig holes in her garden. And I mean, you've been by. And we have a very nice garden, and well, Linda has a nice garden. I don't have much to do with it. And the chipmunks, she hates them, and I can't imagine. I mean, like, are these chipmunks that have the plague? And we don't know if it's a bubonic, black plague, just plague. Are they like big? Are they like really big chipmunks, or are they just regular old little chipmunks? But they're dangerous.
Well, I think small and, well, now especially dangerous. Do you think the chipmunks in Pittsburgh get word of this, that this is happening in Lake Tahoe to their brethren, or do you think that they're pretty much in the dark over all this?
I hope they don't know what's going on. And hopefully the Lake Tahoe chipmunks will stay where they are and not try to, like, some of them might try to escape knowing what's happening. And if they head east, I think it would take them a while to get here. And, you know, I'm not sure how they'd get here.
I'm not sure about that. You remember a story, I don't know if you read this, Jim, I certainly did, Runaway Ralph, the little mouse who escaped his house. He got onto a moving truck, and next thing you know, he was like, you know, went from New York to Chicago or something. It can happen.
Right, but I believe that was probably a fictional story. I'm just guessing. But oftentimes life does imitate art. And we can only hope. But I think the chipmunks would basically freeze to death before they could get all the way from Lake Tahoe to Pittsburgh. So I feel relatively safe. But they need to stay out of our garden. That peppermint stuff she used to put down. It's like you put stuff down there to get rid of them. They're supposed to get rid of them, and it works for a little while. And then they just become immune to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. Same thing with deer. What do you put out for the deer, horse? I imagine out in wherever you are, Pine Richland area, deer are problematic. Do you put out, what are you supposed to do? Little peanut butter bones?
Well,
what keeps them away?
Well, you know what, there's stuff you can buy. And again, it was the same deal. Like the deer will come out and they'll eat the heads off of certain flowers. But Linda she got a hold of from our good friend Pat Treadle, who gave her some concoction that she got from someplace. And you put it, and I can even tell you what it is, because it's on the front of our refrigerator. Hang on. You take one egg, a half a cup of milk, a tablespoon of cooking oil, 1 tablespoon of dish detergent, and then 1 gallon of water. So, you know, whether you get, so you just get one of those gallon jugs, like you might have milk in it, you might have orange juice, you might have water, whatever.
Sure.
And you mix all this stuff up in there, and then I think it works.
Try. Send me the recipe. I'll have to try that. We could talk about a lot of things today, Jim.
Right.
But I want to talk about this, oddly enough. The Pro Football Hall of Fame class, we all know what's happening this weekend. It's going to be a massive Steelers ceremony. I want to take a look ahead at next year with you, and I'm going to read some names, and you tell me your gut feel. Your gut feel on these guys, Hall of Famer or not Hall of Famer. Are you ready?
Okay.
And I think this class is nowhere near this year's class, which is led by, I think, 3 automatics and Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, and Megatron. I mean, those I don't have to think for a second there.
Well, that's for next year, right?
Well, that's for this year, isn't it? 2021 is Peyton Manning, no?
Oh, I'm just focusing on the Steelers that are going in and Jimbo Covert. So,
but those guys you mentioned. You've got me all screwed up, horse.
Okay, well, never mind. Just go ahead and lay some names on me, and I'll give you yay or nay.
Please. And I also feel because there's a lot of borderline candidates that Hines Ward could and should sneak into this class, although, quite frankly, I don't know. He'll still be eligible. Like, he won't move into a different category or anything. Will he by next year?
I'm not sure what the statute. I don't know what the statute of limitations is. You know, baseball players are on for a certain amount of time, and then if they don't get in, then they're out, and they get relegated to the Veterans Committee at some point. And I think the Pro Football Hall of Fame has something akin to that.
Tony Boselli.
Yes.
A strong yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's been as far as I. You know, wasn't he widely considered to be the best tackle, the best offensive tackle over a number of years?
He was, but not really a number of years. He had a very, very short career in which he was injured. But the reason I always say yes for him, and I always go talent and production in the short term, like greatness. I go greatness over longevity, no matter the Hall of Fame. So I'm in agreement there. And I watched every game Bruce Smith ever played in his whole Bills career, and nobody tossed him around the way that Tony Boselli did in a playoff game in the mid-90s. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, maybe I'm an AFC-centric, you know, because even before here, I covered the Patriots. You know, I always thought that Anthony Munoz and Boselli were the best tackles. I mean, that's just from what I remember, so that's why I gave a quick yes.
Leroy Butler.
No.
Me neither. I mean, he was great, but it doesn't really move the needle to the point where I'm like, yeah, get that guy in right now or it's an outrage. Richard Seymour.
And Joe, I'll just tell you, see, I'm just giving you an instant reaction to some of these guys.
Yes, of course.
And like, I didn't think John Lynch was a Hall of Famer. But then I can say no right away. That doesn't mean I couldn't be swayed.
No, this is gut reaction time. That's all.
Yep. Okay. All right. Keep going.
Richard Seymour.
Oh man. I'm inclined to say no off the top of my head, but I wouldn't give him a quick absolutely not kind of thing. But I would say no off the top of my head.
Then you gave him a quick absolutely not type of thing. Jim, it's your gut reaction, a yes or a no. And the first thing that came into your mind was not yes, and therefore it's no. And I agree with you. I agree with you there. He had 57.5 sacks. Bruce Smith did that in weeks 3 through 9. I mean, come on. 57 sacks in his whole career?
He was more of an interior guy, but go on.
Yeah, forget him. Steve Smith.
Okay. Steve Smith?
Yes.
Steve Smith Jr. Or is he Steve Smith Sr.? I don't know.
Senior by the he started as a junior. He
saying,
wound. I don't know. He started as a sophomore,
saying,
I think.
No.
Really? I think Steve Smith is one of the best, toughest receivers I've ever seen. He's
more of a yes than anybody
on here.
I guess I don't want to get caught up in numbers because that's what's going to keep Hines Ward out.
Neither do I. Anquan Boldin.
Oh. No.
I say yes, but not before Hines. Not before Hines, horse, number two. I'm not putting him in before Hines. Very similar, although Boldin was obviously bigger.
All these guys are very good. Receivers are just so difficult now because so many guys are catching so many passes. And, you know, by that time and whenever it happens, which will be, at least 5 years from now, probably six or seven, by that time, Antonio Brown, who at one point before his various meltdowns, that was a no-brainer. And by the time he retires, even though he was the best receiver in the league for at least, three, four, 5 years, he may not get it. But anyway, go ahead.
Steve Smith, you should know, is eighth all-time in receiving yards. And in terms of catches, Steve Smith, Anquan Boldin is ninth all-time in catches, and Steve Smith is 12th. Plus Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin, in my opinion,
hold on a sec, he was as important or more important than Flacco in that amazing Super Bowl run for the Ravens. So many of those passes, Flacco would throw up jump balls, and Anquan Boldin was just a beast. Go ahead.
Well, he was real good. I remember at times he was a guy who was out there, and I thought the Steelers should have signed him. But anyway, all right, who's next?
Zach Thomas.
No.
Me neither. He's in the Hall of Very Good. I just can't put him in. And those are the headliners here, horse, which leaves
me. For next year?
Yes.
Well, good. Then maybe that'll be a year. Now, the receivers, though, now that I didn't have those numbers in front of me, one of those two will get in, but it'll be at the expense of the other because that's the way that goes. You know, I always thought, didn't you think, and again, this is Pittsburgh bias, I thought Alan Faneca was better than Steve Hutchinson, just a little bit. And yet he got in before Faneca because they're not going to put both of those guys in at the same time, even though they quite honestly should have gone in together because they were the two best guards over the courses of their careers, which are coincidental.
Yes.
But anyway, you know, Faneca's in now. So justice was done. But
a couple more.
But I don't think any of these guys, or did I say yes for one of them, but are surefire first ballot guys, and maybe that'll open the door for some of these other guys, like Bocelli's one of them, that have been on the ballot before and not gotten in.
Yay or nay? There's a couple more that just popped onto the screen here. Chad Greenway for the Vikings.
You know, as much as I love guys named Chad, I just can't give him a nod.
How is he even on here? Andre Johnson.
I don't know.
Andre Johnson and Mario Williams from the Texans.
I'd forgotten about those guys. Those guys, you know what? Wasn't Mario Williams, he was the number one overall draft pick, right?
Yeah.
That didn't quite pan out like an overall number one draft pick, but he was a good player.
We need short answers here, horse. I have to move on. I'm with you.
Both
of them, right? Are we no? For both of them.
Yes, of course. What are you kidding?
DeMarcus Ware or Vince Wilfork? DeMarcus Ware is an interesting case. Horse number one, would you like to weigh in on this?
I mean, he's a definite Hall of Famer.
Definite?
Definite.
Horse number two, your turn.
No. He bears further examination. I'm borderline with him. And who is Vince Wilfork?
Yeah.
Again, off the top of my head, no.
Where is DeMarcus Ware? Horse, he's nowhere to be seen yes, he is somewhere to be seen. Number nine, he's got more sacks than Richard Dent. I'm going to pick DeMarcus Ware for the Hall of Fame, Jim. I am. And
appreciates your support. Maybe you can give his, maybe you can give his presentation.
Maybe I'll go in there and do my Ed Bouchette routine in front of all the voters for DeMarcus. Well, actually, horse should in a Broncos jersey. Wouldn't that be tremendous if he showed up in his Peyton Manning or maybe a Drew Lock jersey?
You know what? Here's something I've always – how long do you think that Peyton Manning's presenter took to make his case? You know, I'd like to think that – and I'm trying to although, you know, the funny thing, I was going to use Ben as an example. The funny thing is that you will have to make a case for him because he's going to be, you know, with Breeze and all those guys. But it's, you know, Peyton Manning, all right, he's nominated. Do you have to even spend any time on this? Don't you just stand up in front of the room or on the Zoom or however they did it?
Of course,
they had to do it
yes.
with him and just say,
yes, you have
yeah,
to.
I'm here to present Peyton Manning. Okay, who's next?
Right.
You know? And I mean, that you would don't be say
great,
anything.
The great Jeff Legwold. We're running out of time. In fact, we're way past time.
Okay. Well, so is Caboli.
What's this guy's name? Now I forget the guy. It doesn't matter. Tony Romo. Oh, Robert Mathis and Tony Romo.
No, and definite no.
A definite no for Tony Romo, huh?
Yes.
Ninth all-time in passing yards.
I put no,
ninth all
no, no,
time
no, no,
in passing
no.
yards. He had 250 touchdowns. He had 34,000 yards. All right.
No.
You just don't like him as an announcer.
I might put Eli Manning ahead of him. But you know, Eli Manning and Phil Simms are two giant quarterbacks that won Super Bowl. Eli Manning had better not get in. But he might. You know, a lot of it depends on who else is in their class. But no for both of those guys, Joe.
I agree with you in the end. Thank you, Horse, and I hope we can talk again. This was fun.
Joe, I would support you for some sort of Hall of Fame, the Cortland State Hall of Fame.
Cortland
perhaps.
State Drinking Hall of Fame. I'm a first ballot member already. Thank you, Jim.
All right, bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.